This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Speak Arabic would like to attend it, they're welcome to do so. Everyone tells me, where are the Arabic halaqat? Where's the Arabic? And then no one shows up for any of the Arabic halaqat. The people who come and talk to me after Jumu'ah and tell me that everything has to be in Arabic will show up to none of the Arabic stuff that we run in this community. So just as an FYI, yani, there's a little bit of a contradicting piece here that I'm finding. Another thing is that inshallah Jumu'ah is going to be 3:15 starting this week. I didn't say that on the minbar because I got lost and I just forgot to say it. It's 3:15. If you, whoever you know, just let them know that Ramadan, because we usually when they flip the hour, which is something stupid, and they have to stop doing. Here I'm doing it on live. Stop doing it. Stop changing the time. Just keep it something, and we'll live with it, and just stop changing it. But now that they're changing it, we end up changing Jumu'ah. So we don't stay 1:45. We push it to, last year we did 2:45. And I surveyed people at the door for a good 6-7 weeks in a row, asking like, when would it be a better? And there was almost a full consensus that the later the better. So we pushed it to 3:15. Asr will be 5-something. So don't worry, we're far away from Asr. I'm contemplating keeping it that way the whole year. I haven't decided that yet, and don't worry, we'll explain why before we do. But this is kind of where I'm going with my thought process. I think a later Jumu'ah makes more sense for a Muslim community here in the West. People can get out of work and actually make it instead of, you know, trying to find an hour in the middle of the day and going back, which is very difficult for most people who work jobs. But inshallah khair, yani, that's the idea. Sunday we will be the hour will have already changed by then. I said that it wouldn't today because, again, I was completely lost. It actually does change. So it changes tomorrow night, and then Sunday, Isha will be 8:44. So we make Adhan, and we make Iqama, and we pray Isha, and then Taraweeh, and I give a 40-minute dars before that. So the first dars will be given Sunday. It will be 40 minutes before, inshallah ta'ala, Adhan al-Isha. All right. فيقول النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ثلاثة لا ترد دعوتهم الصائم حتى يفطر والإمام العادل ودعوة المظلوم ودعوة المظلوم يرفعها فوق الغمام تفتح لها أبواب السماء ويقول وعزتي لأنصرنك ولو بعد حين. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, there are three people whose dua, their supplication, will not be rejected. I mean, it will be accepted by Allah. And his acceptance of dua does not necessarily mean that exactly what you asked for will happen at the time that you asked for it in the form that you wanted it. That does not what it means. It just means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond. He will respond positively to it at some point, in some frame, in some manner, it will happen. And that should be enough and comfort for a person who has tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and puts his matters in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. So the three, number one, is sa'im hatta yuftir. The person who is fasting until they break their fast. And that's why the sa'imi عند فطره دعوة لا ترد. And please don't waste too much time arguing whether it should happen before iftar or after iftar. Wallah, it's no big deal. Just the concept is that when you're fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the beauty and the profoundness and the importance and the significance of this act of worship, the fact that you're actually doing it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you a dua. Make it and He will accept it from you subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's something to remember when you're fasting that there's something special between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're fasting, so make that dua. Number two, al-imam al-adil. Interesting, we don't talk about that very often. But someone who is in a state or in a position of leadership, that's what imam means. Imam is usually not used to describe someone who does what I do, by the way. Usually it's not what we're discussing. It's a much bigger word. To call someone like me imam is a little bit laughable. I'm not an imam. That's a word that's left for the khulafa and the great scholars of Islamic history. We're yani shuyukh rawatib or yani, that's all that, it doesn't go beyond that. But anyways, an imam is someone who is in a position of authority or responsibility. Adil, who is just. So someone who takes upon themselves a responsibility for the sake of Allah, for the sake of the community, and show justice doing it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their dua. And then the third one, which is why I narrated this hadith, وَدَعْوَةُ الْمَظْلُومِ, and the dua of the person who was persecuted and oppressed. He says, alayhi salatu wasalam, يَرْفَعُهَا فَوْقَ الْغَمَامِ. It is, he elevates the status of this dua above the clouds. تُفَتَّحُ لَهَا أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ, all of the gates of the heavens will be open for it. وَيَقُولُ الرَّبُّ, and the Lord himself looks at it and says, وَعِزَّتِي, I swear by my integrity and my dignity and my supremacy. لَأَنصُرَنَّكِ, I will grant you prevalence. I will grant you success. I will support you. I will aid you. I will make sure that you come to fruition. وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ, even if it takes a little bit of time. Even if it doesn't happen the moment you want it to, it will happen. And that's just a comforting piece for not only those who are fasting, but for the people who are persecuted and oppressed all across the world in every form or manner. I hope that was a benefit to you.
يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ثلاثة لا ترد دعوتهم الصائم حتى يفطر والإمام العادل ودعوة المظلوم يرفعها فوق الغمام تفتح لها أبواب السماء ويقول الرب وعزتي لأنصرنك ولو بعد حين صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحانك وتحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن شاء الله the Arabic halaqa about Ramadan will happen